I'm working with Arts House in North Melbourne and Year in Boy Festival to bring Shore, which is a project that is comprised of four different and equal parts. There are 2 days of volunteer works in the city. There are 2 nights of curated readings, so local storytellers and mob sharing stories. And there's a performance that is made, and there's a big potluck celebratory feast at the end. So all of these days occur from the 6th through the 14th of May as part of Year in Boy Festival.
Lovely. So Shore in Narn, what does that mean?
So Narn is a name of Melbourne that we've received permission to use in the name of Shore. So as I toured Shore in the United States for the last couple of years, it's really interesting, you know, being a U.S.-based artist, being a First Nations U.S.-based artist, I get quite invigorated and really inspired by the strength of the mobs here and the way in which conversation and recognition of mob, of individuals, of communities is more on the forefront. And I say that to people here, and people are quite surprised because I know there's still a long way to go in that conversation and in those relationships here. But in the States, we're so much further behind than you are here, so much further behind, in fact, that things like acknowledgement of country and welcome to country aren't a practice as a rule. And of course, we try to bring that to light. First Nations people in the States try to bring that to light and in many different ways. And one of the ways in which I do it, I was working in New York City to bring Shore there in, I think, 2015. And I was working with the Lenape Cultural Center, and Lenape are the First Peoples of Manhattan, of that region. And their home base, their country, is called Lenape Hoking, or home of Lenape. And in part of our conversation, I just asked, well, what can I do? What can our sort of reciprocal relationship be based on? And one of the people at the Lenape Cultural Center asked me to use the name, to work with that name, Lenape Hoking, to bring it into a little more visibility, into a little more like people starting to hear and say that name. So that was a practice we adopted and worked with across the United States. So we had a practice of finding what the local indigenous name is and was, and receiving permission to use that name. And it's quite a different process here, of course. But this is where that came from. Yeah, to name the work according to the place that it is in. But that's also quite reflective of the ethos, I guess, and the fact that the project really is shaped and made by the place that it is in. So, for example, here in Melbourne are 2 days of community action. We're doing 1 day of building bicycles and doing some maintenance on bicycles with an organization called WeCycle that does the slots and then donates the bikes to people in need, to refugee communities and other people in need, and also does like bike riding lessons and such. And another day is we're planting a garden at St. Joseph's Flexible Learning Center, which is this amazing school in Melbourne, North Melbourne, that serves refugee students and as well as students who are out of the mainstream education system. And I've been working there over the last few months. And the reason I bring this up is, you know, in prep for deciding what we would do for those volunteer days, you know, over the course of many months as I've been coming here since last June, I've been holding these workshops that are based around the question of well-being. So we gather people together and ask, what do you want for your well-being, or what do you want for the well-being of your friends and family, the well-being of your, you know, broader defined community, the well-being of your world and your mob and your nation, and then how those sort of circles of people and locations also relate to one another, of course. And something that was voiced a lot here was working with and building relationship with refugee communities. And another was working with environment, like taking care of land and water. So that is where then I tried to hone some of our efforts for the community action days. So I don't come in saying, oh, here's what we're going to do. It takes a lot of listening and finding to find what that is. And then, of course, the local, you know, the curated reading is all local people and storytellers sharing stories that relate to connection or disconnection to home and country. So, of course, that's very much birthed from this place, you know, and Feast is centered around Indigenous food and Indigenous food knowledge. I'm working with Chef Jen Ray, who's done this astounding job doing the research and the preparing of this food. We've also been harvesting all these, you know, delicious fruits and vegetables and herbs that have been coming into season over the last few weeks. People have been bringing things and dropping them off, and we go places and pick things. And so all of that becomes part of Feast. So Shore is very particularly of Melbourne here, you know.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
So I see in your bio as well, because is that running your family as well? Do you come together and feast?
Yeah, very much. You know, as does, is, you know, family. I don't know. To me, family is very much about gathering together to make things happen, whether that's, you know, gather to in the case of my family, we often gather together to harvest salmon, or we gather together after my dad has hunted the moose and we butcher it together, or we gather together to, you know, of course, to celebrate and also to at those times of grieving. And this is the same with so many families, and especially Indigenous families, you know, across the world. And to bring that offering of just that time together and that really important extended time together. And that in that time together, that's where you build relationship, and that's where you continue or start to get to know one another, and that's where you continue or start to get to know where you are, you know. And so I hope that is shared in Shore.
I definitely can feel a human connection here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Emily.
Oh, thank you so much.